Jacksonville. This town gets me in trouble every time I come here. I think that's why we love it. Rob thinking some more of this in the bars. Oh, I promise you I'll pearl tonight. Yeah, I'm going to the bar tonight, 'cause I'm stranger's bed in Tennessee. When you swore to God you'd never give up on me, you promised me you were the one. You swore to me you were the one. So I fell on my sorry, this is a brand new song. I guess we hadn't been here since January, I guess. And it's not neglect. It's just, yeah, it's just being lazy. It's not like we play shows ever. We're very happy to be back though, and we go in the studio in December, and we're making a record with Mr. Jason Isbell from the Drive-By Truckers. We're moving down to Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and making a record. We're really fucking excited about it. And this is a brand new song that's gonna be on that record. It's about living in a city and really enjoying living in a city till about 2 a.m. And then it starts sucking after you have to go home and realize what you really fucking are doing with your life. So this is a song called St. Mary's. Well, the church bells are ringing that old St. Mary's. Side out front says, repent or receive. We still cut these shadows and nighties. Long-time lovers and first time to be. So roll down a window to let your fingers dance in songs at the radio. Reaching for the skyline, falling through the cracks. So let's drink to the song of our summer. I can't tell you really how good it is to be back in Jacksonville. I know a lot of bands say that shit, but I think my friend Casey said it best on Facebook today. It's like a fucking family reunion every time I come back to Jacksonville. Like, you took the words out of my mouth. That was, it's seriously like so many people have been at every show that we played in Jacksonville, and it really doesn't feel like shows anymore. It's just like we talk more in the crowd than we do anything. So we're really happy to be here, and this is one of the places that, seriously, the first time we played here, there were zero people here, except for Rob running sound, and Tintin. Do you remember Tintin? Yeah, you do. He had three costume changes.
We're going to brunch tomorrow.
I bet you are. We're going to be in town, so let's hang out. But yeah, so it's really been cool getting to know everybody here in Jacksonville, going to the bars every time we play, and you
you motherfuckers do know how to drink. I will give you that. In Raleigh, we don't have beer bars and liquor bars. You just go to a bar. You guys are like, let's go to the liquor bar. And you just go and drink a shit ton of liquor. And we appreciate that. We love you for it. So we're going to play some more songs, and then we're going to a bar that serves liquor. And we're going to dance to Michael Jackson until fucking 2:30 in the morning. That's what we're going to do.
Thank you.
Three songwriters that really fucking influenced me and what I was doing and writing songs and made me want to write songs, and this is one of those songwriters. This actually is Ace of Bases. This is I Saw the Sign. Our version of I Saw the Sign. Right? I'm kidding. It's not fucking Ace of Bases. That was a great comment though. I will applaud that. This is off a record called Nashville Skyline. Stranger, never seen.
poor boy on the street, please let him have my seat, 'cause tonight I'll be staying here with you.
Glad somebody's from Raleigh. This is going to be a random question. Does anybody have a G string? Does any guitar player have a G string? Bill saves the day. Ladies, not only is Bill Corbin really, really good at getting me G-strings, he is completely single. And I'm just throwing that out there. Just saying. And as you ladies can tell, not only is he a sweet-looking man, he's a very kind, gentle-hearted human being. Proud to call him a friend.
So we're gonna. This is a brand new song. It's called Cape Fear River. This next song is about fucking divorce and how much that shit sucks. I wrote this song about our bass player, Bill Corbin. Bill accidentally married a dirty whore of a woman. It happens to the best of us. But as I said earlier, lady, he is totally, completely, 100% single. Totally not tied down by that dirty bitch of a woman. And he also does 500 push-ups a day. He would button his shirt, but he can't fit it over his fucking chest. So now he looks like an extra in Dawson's Creek. I don't want to wait for our lives to be over.
He looks like the bass player for Sixpence, None the Richer. But if you can put up with him, look like James Vanderbeek, ladies, he's totally single. But I'm being serious about why his shirt isn't buttoned. I'm not even close to kidding about that. This song I wrote for Bill.
Lonely.
Thank you.
gonna give the band a piss break. I'm gonna play a couple acoustic songs for you guys. And then the band will get back up here and play some more loud shit. This is a song I wrote about this tale.
It's hard to stay inside when the bar calls your name. And pretty soon this hotel room is gonna drive me insane. So I'm gonna hit the streets tonight, make my way toward neon lights, order drinks in a downtown dive until I forget my name. If I make it out alive, I'll call, you know I will. If I can just survive one more night in Jacksonville. Well, the powder picks me up, the pills they pull me down. When the evening ends, they're the only friends that seem to stick around. I guess I'll spend the rest of my days with poison in my veins and keep living the lie that rock and roll's alive and that things are gonna change. And if I make it out alive, I'll call, you know I will. If I can just survive one more night in Jacksonville. If I make it out alive, I'll call, you know I will. If I can just survive one more night in Jacksonville.
I wrote that song at Christina Wagner's house. She's from here. Playing a goddamn show tonight down the street. So I got one more acoustic song, then we'll get the band back up here. Thank y'all so much for coming out on a Saturday evening and hanging out with us. We appreciate it. We drove all the way from Raleigh just for a fucking weekend in Florida. So thank y'all for being here tonight.
Party.
Hands down, I think the greatest American songwriter ever to fucking live was a guy named Bruce Springsteen from New Jersey. If you disagree, you can go fuck yourself, and we'll argue about it afterwards. Trust me, I'll win this argument because there's nobody you're going to compare. Don't even give me that bullshit about Bob Dylan or fucking Neil Young. You can go fuck yourself. Nobody writes real songs like Bruce Springsteen does. And don't even name anybody born in my era because they all suck compared to Springsteen and they're fucking ripping him off. So this is off a record that was put out the year I was born. It's a record called Nebraska. And this is a song off Nebraska called Highway Patrolman. My name is Joe Roberts, and I work for the state. I'm a sergeant out in Perrinville, out of barracks number 8. Always worked an honest job, about as honest as I could. Got a brother named Frankie, Frankie ain't no good. Ever since you was younger, it's been the same come down. You're calling on a short week,
crazy and troubled and tame. Feels any other man, oh, I'd put it away. When it's your brother, sometimes you look the other way. We're laughing and singing, nothing feels better than blood on blood. Taking turns dancing with Maria as the band played Night of the Johnstown Flood. Catching when he's straying like any brother would. You turn your back on your family, man, you ain't no good. Well, Frankie went in the army back in 1965. I got a farm deferment, settled down, took Maria for my wife. And the wheat prices kept on dropping. It was like we was getting robbed. Frankie came home in 68. Me, I took this job. We were laughing and singing. Nothing feels better than blood on blood. Taking turns dancing with Maria as the band played Night of the Johnstown Flood. I'll catch him when he's straying, and I'll teach him how to walk that line. You turn your back on your family, he ain't no friend of mine. Well, tonight's like any other. I get a call about a quarter to nine. There's trouble in a roadhouse out on the Michigan line. There's a boy laying on the floor, bleeding bad from his head. Girl cried at a table. It was Frank, they said. So I get in my car, oh boy, and I hit the lights. I must have done 110 through Michigan County that night. We was out on a crossroads, oh, out by Willow Bank. Caught a Buick with Ohio plates, behind the wheel was Frank. I followed that car till the sign said Canadian border, 5 miles from here. Pulled over on a highway, watched the taillights disappear. We were laughing and singing, nothing feels better than blood on blood. Taking turns dancing with Maria as the band played Night of the Johnstown Flood. Catch him when he's straying, like any brother would. You turn your back on your family, man, you ain't no good. You turn your back on your family, man, you ain't no good.
I got one more, just cause.
The real thing, Sally's home, in her ass, I just screamed for. We all dance for the Lord. Well, the north of that hill, the sun's waiting for me up in Johnson City, Tennessee. I got a show tomorrow in Nashville. So I tried to call you on my telephone, but your answering machine told me you ain't home. Baby girl, when you're gonna realize that you can't wash away all your pain with your dirty wine and cheap champagne. You're just dancing for the lonely. And goddamn, this city, hell will cool her name. My God, you look so pretty on a silly. Well, in every town, in every place, there's a blue-eyed star that looks pretty fake. Just taking for a little attention. She's a hometown girl alone at the bar, and she tried to get out, but she didn't get far. So she stuck here for a lifetime. Oh, she puts on that dancing dress, lifts her blood red and her hair's a mess. And she's ready to fall in love tonight. But after a few, they all look the same, and I don't even think that he asked her. She's just another notch on the bedpost. And goddamn, this city, hell will cold her night. My God, she looks so pretty on a lucid light.
That's the last acoustic, I swear. You bastards. I swear, this is it. If you want to hear anything else, I'm playing an acoustic show here on August the 2nd. So, come see it, and I'll play whatever the fuck you want to hear, within reason. It's basically going to be a shit ton of Whitesnake and a couple of my songs. So, if you really love the fuck out of Whitesnake, I say come. Because I'm going to play the shit out of Whitesnake. And I'm going to learn a couple Ace of Base songs just to make you guys mad. Because you're going to call on Ace of Base, and I'm going to start playing them. And you're going to be like, fuck, that asshole really learned Ace of Base songs. Wait till I play I Saw the Sign for 17 minutes. It's going to be my goddamn free bird. I'm just going to fucking, I'm going to take it for a goddamn walk in G, D, and C. I don't know if you can really take it for a walk in G, D, and C. But anyway, this is a song about girls, or anybody walking out on you, and leaving you all by your fucking self in an apartment in Raleigh, North Carolina.
and taking all your fucking furniture and all your fucking clothes and all your fucking cookware. Yes, I said cookware. I enjoy to cook. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. Guys, you might not know as much. Pampered Chef shit costs a lot of money. When you take my Pampered Chef stuff, I get really fucking fit. The clothes, I can replace them. The furniture was thrift store. The Pampered Chef shit I bought, and it costs money. And I love to cook. She left my fucking bacon stone, though. Like, I have a stone. That's all she left. Which I still have, and I love it. You want to talk about making cookies? Fuck yes. Make me some pizzas? Fuck yes. I love a non-burned bottom. I'm a big fan of that shit. And when you heat it up on a fucking stone, it doesn't burn. I'm just saying. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you don't. I can't believe I just revealed that much about my personal life. So this is a song I wrote after she took all my fucking cookware. Fuck Tupperware, man. I eat what I cook. I don't put that shit in the fridge. I eat it. If it says serving four and I'm only going to serve two, guess what? I do the math. I cut it in half so I feed both of us. That way I can cook the next night, because I enjoy to do that. If I don't want to cook, that's what I have cereal and milk for. I'm a big cereal guy, what can I say? I'm a Fruity Pebbles in my first choice. Cookie Crisp in my second choice. Captain Crunch is good, but I tend to eat all the yellow cereal and leave the berries and let the milk soak. And then I eat the berries and drink the colored milk, and it's awesome. But Cookie Crisp is really my latest jam. Like, what's that? Is that the poor man's Fruit Loops? Oh, Oops All Berries. I thought you said Loops and Berries. I was like, that's like the Walmart brand of Fruit Loops. I was like, sorry, I spent the extra 67 cent to get a name brand. Conversation took off. I'm getting ready to play like the saddest song I've ever written, and we're talking about Cookie Crisp. What the fuck just happened? Let's go back to the melancholy songwriter. This song about being brokenhearted and love never working out. Bags and drove her off to nowhere. In the shadows of her second father's shoulder, she just stood there, crying. She's crying. In the shadow of her second father's shoulder, she just stood there. And a wicked lies rolled off her tongue like war-bound soldiers marching. And she's dying. She's dying. And I told her I loved her, and she told me she's leaving. Just like every other person in my life that I believed in. As she slammed the door and walked away, I turned on my radio. Oh no. And I played her a dancing song. I got home. And I had more faith in her than her mother had in Jesus. But like Judas, she rebuked my name for jewels and silver pieces. A wedding ring. A wedding ring.
In my darkest hour, her eyes filled with desperation. Words were sharp in her sword, but Lord, I've been forsaken. I told her I loved her. She told me she's leaving. Just like every other person in my life that I believed in. As she slammed the door and walked away, I turned on my radio. Oh no. And I played her a dancing song. Got her. As I lie alone tonight in the bed we built and once shared, I wonder where you are and who you're with. Do you think that he cares about you? About you. Now I am not a godly man, my road's twisted and sinful. But to have you back, I'd bow my head and sing a Southern Baptist hymnal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Boobies.
Yeah.
Woo! I won't be able to tell till I get back there. Boobies. Yeah, let's get the band back up here. We got some more songs for you. Thank y'all for listening to the sad depressing shit. I do appreciate that. If you want to hear more sad, depressing shit, August 2nd, right here. On Tuesday night, if you want to come out and just fucking be a grown man and cry a little bit, yeah, come on out. It'll be fun, I promise.
I was like, oh, hey. What's up?
Me, oh my. I can guarantee you there won't be any happy songs. So if you like happy songs, just stay the fucking home. Or if you like to talk really loud and be a giant asshole, stay at fucking home. Actually, come spend the money and talk. I'll just yell at you. I need the cash. We got a few more for you guys, and then after this, we're gonna go to the Pearl and we're gonna drink the rest of the night. Thank you.
I hope guys. Thanks a lot for having us here in Jacksonville. We're American Aquarium from Raleigh, North Carolina. If you like us or feel sorry for us, we got shit for sale on the back. Come say hey to us after the show. We'd love to say hey back. Shoot to the front window.